I hope this short episode sparks some curiosity in you in case you're working on a new app. Really, really make sure that you center around all your energy and focus on one product capability. You don't need to go wide, deliver on one thing exceptionally well.
Bonanza Growth Podcast, innovation, strategy, and UX for SaaS. Bonanza Studios is a growth consultancy for SaaS and fintech startups. Every SaaS business needs to fight in three different battles. First, product market fit, discovering a growing marketing and designing a compelling and undeniable solution to meet that demand. Second, product-led growth, turning your product into a growth vehicle by leveraging outcome-driven UX design. And third, creative marketing and organic brand building. If you're looking for a reliable partner to drive growth, check out our website at bonanza-studios.com.
Behrad here, I'm back again with another short episode, and today I would like to talk about why 9 out of 10 startups don't get to scale. Most B2B founders suck at translating their grand vision into a simple app that could generate them 7-figure annual recurring revenue. Founders are great at coming up with exciting vision, but translating that into a simple app that people pay for it requires a different set of skill sets. Founders often go wide, incorporating many half-baked features. Many, and I mean many, successful businesses have been built on delivering one product capability like no others. And when I talk about product capability, I don't mean features. Fast scheduling is a product capability that may have different features to deliver on that product capability. So a product capability may have multiple features. Some of the examples I could provide in the recent past of businesses that delivered one successful product capability and made a big business out of it as a result are Superhuman, fastest email client, Calendly, easy scheduling, Doodle, create polls fast, Miro, digital workspace, digital collaboration, Trello, boards, DocuSign, email signature, user testing, user research in 1 hour, MailChimp, send email campaigns. They all began by focusing on doing one thing exceptionally well. To this day, folks like myself use Calendly in tandem with HubSpot. Although HubSpot offers scheduling as well, it lacks the product focus of Calendly. And as a product guy, I crave focus. I use application that gives me the best experience ever. When we started Grover, a unicorn business, we just offer renting gadgets. Rent Apple products for 3 months for 100 euros, 120 euros, depending on the product. Simple offering. A business with great product focus puts forward unbeatable offers as well. I hope this short episode sparks some curiosity in you, in case you're working on a new app. Really, really make sure that you center around all your energy and focus on one product capability. You don't need to go wide, deliver on one thing exceptionally well and reap the benefits of it. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode. For more information, go to bonanza-studios.com.